Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Marilyn Dye, a longtime friend from Gresham, Nebraska. And what's so unique is she responded to an email we sent out about the possibility of getting commemorative birth certificates for children that you've lost in miscarriage. Marilyn, tell us your journey. It's been a long time ago that you lost twin boys, didn't you?
That's correct. My first husband and I were married in 1961 in December, and in March, he died in a hunting accident. Following that, his estate needed to be settled, and in that, I needed to take a physical, and I learned that I was newly pregnant, going to be a new mom, and God, what are you doing?
So you're grieving, and now you realize you're expecting twins, and 3 months later, you lost those twins to miscarriage.
Karen, as I think back, I can remember the person that came to get the boys, and he said, "Oh, Marilyn, they would have fit into the palm of my hand. One would have, and they had all their fingers, they had all their toes. They were perfect, but they're asking you to make sure that you name the boys." So my dad, he said, "Okay, what do you want to call the boys?" And just quickly, I just said, "I always liked the name Kevin, and I've always liked the name Kelvin." And so the twin that weighed 12 ounces, his name is Kevin Gale Rystrom. The other little boy, he weighed 10 ounces, and his name is Kelvin Dale Rystrom.
Your story reminds me of Psalms 139. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God saw Kevin. God saw Kelvin. If you would like to get a commemorative birth certificate, please visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and check out the miscarriage tab.